Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:45 British Summer Time. Well, this has been quite a day. I was just finished writing the comment when I saw that something I had written had completely switched around. I was about to say that the industrial metals were holding up remarkably well against the dollar's rally, and they had been earlier in the day. They'd all been moving very, very well. I started writing around 3 o'clock, and I turned around at about just 5 minutes ago and saw that the metal markets had completely reversed. And it's really given quite a reversal signal on copper, on the London copper. It was as high as 33.38 in early trading. It's now at 32.67, so instead of being up 40, it's down 47. And that's quite a large key reversal right at the top. It's not so bad on the US traded copper, but it is still a key reversal. There's also a reversal on aluminium. Key reversal on aluminium. So it's that's quite a big move on the metals. And the only news story that's come out, it has been on the dollar rally. So just looking at the dollar, DXY is currently at 84.66. It did touch 84 this morning and then rallied up. It's up 44 on 0.44 on the day. So the question then is, as regards the dollar rally, is this a short or medium term rally? And even though we've had this rally in the dollar, it's still too early to say. It still very much looks more like a consolidation underneath the prior high of February than an extension of the uptrend. So we will really have to wait and see. Even this reaction in the metals, well, this kind of reaction is something is not the kind of bungee jump that we've come to expect from the metals. But with this continued dollar strength, it was only a matter of time before we start getting some weakness in the metals. There is a looser correlation to the dollar than there in the industrial metals than there would be to the precious metals, but there is still a correlation, and with continued strength in the dollar, it was only a matter of time before we got that weakness coming into the industrial metals. So with key reversals on two of them, that being copper and aluminium, we could see some lower prices for the next couple of days, all depending on what we see happening in the dollar over the next couple of days. So those are ones to keep an eye on. Now, as regards the precious metals haven't really done very much at all. The gold price is down a little bit today. It's at 427.40, down 60 cents. It was up as high as 430 in early trading, but it's given pretty much all of that up now. So while it was up earlier, just like the industrial metals, it has given it up, but it hasn't really moved very much below where it opened today. Silver, that's the July contract, and I know that what David is doing at the moment is that he's selling his May contracts, which would be coming up for expiry on the spread betting. Just as a note, spread betting contracts, if for example your one is trading the May contract, they actually come up for expiry well before the future itself comes up for expiry, so they would be expiring in April, just to clear up any confusion. So what he has been doing is anytime there has been strength, he's selling the May, and when there's weakness, he'd be buying back in July into the July contract. Well, the July contract is currently sitting at 7.20. That's down 10 cents on the day. It has been as high as 7.34, so it never really got up very high today. That's not such a bad move, really. It's pretty much back to where it opened yesterday. So silver and gold still maintaining a little bit of strength, but then again, they haven't had these, fantastic moves that we've seen in the industrial metals. They're much more dollar color rate, excuse me, dollar correlated, and you will see that from the charts if you have a look at the chart library. Then looking at the oil price, And oil is down here today as well. It's down about $1.16 on the front month. It's at 52.55. That is still above yesterday's lows, and it's above the low of the day. I think the low of the day, just one second, the low of the day was at 52.30, so it is off the lows. But given those key reversals we saw on Friday with the distillates, that's not wholly unexpected, but we are getting a little bit of support in here at 52.50, so that's something to just keep an eye on because it is becoming a little bit oversold. Now, of course, it could get even more oversold, but in the short term, a small rally is not out of the question. In the longer term, obviously, we are big bulls of the oil complex, and we think that on significant pullbacks, most of these are buys. The exception really is natural gas, which has been the laggard, and that's down 18 cents today at 7.24. All the same, it's still pretty steady. I'm just going to pull up the chart just to have it in front of me. It has come off quite a bit over the last 6 or 7 days, having hit the high at 8 and really probably hit some stops up there. But this reversal here really erases what was a relatively good gain yesterday. So a test of $7 is not out of the question at all. There is a little bit of support creeping in, where we saw a little bit of support on the last correction before we hit that high at 8, and that was towards the end of March on the 28th. We also saw some support coming in at about 7.22. So there's tentative support in this area, and we'll see what oil does over the next couple of weeks. But really, the big story for the reason that we've seen these quite big drops in the oil complexes is that the backwardations have really played out, and we're in contangos now in a lot of these, whereas most of the base metals are in backwardations. I really have to apologize for what I wrote yesterday. I must have been absolutely blind. I was just looking at our I wasn't looking at the charts. I was looking just at the two prices, one above the other, and I must have just got a little bit addled. But everything, all of the industrial metals, so that's copper, tin, nickel, aluminium, and lead, are all in backwardations. The only one that isn't is zinc, and in zinc there is, excuse me, just over a 24 point, 24 point contango on the zinc. Now moving into the stock markets, and most markets are down today. Europe is pretty much universally down about a half a point, and that really is showing that of the, especially the markets that didn't make new highs, there is pretty serious resistance just underneath the highs. And as for markets like the CAC, which made a new high last week, it's come right off that high, and there is a little bit of support for the CAC at 4,100. It's currently sitting at 4,096, but it is off the lows. So we are getting a little bit of uncertainty creeping into Europe, and that's pretty much straight off the back of what's happening in the US. The lateral support on the Dow was at 10,400. It's currently sitting at 10,376, so it's broken that support intraday. Of course, we're only halfway through the trading session in the US, so we'll see what happens at the close, but it's currently down 72, that's 0.7 of a percent. On the S&P, which is really the most important of the markets, it's still above that support, and support there is at 1160. It's at 1172 at the moment, down 8.6. The Nasdaq is down 18, so that's well below support at 2000. It's at 1973. Actually, excuse me, 2000 had really been a bit some resistance for the Nasdaq on its way up. The Nasdaq has been the laggard, and the Nasdaq being really the watermark for, or the litmus test for how much risk the market is up to take, it's not looking too good at the moment. It is coming down. It is holding above the lows, just like the other indices. But if it starts breaking there and we see a breakdown in the Nasdaq, that will be just one of the signals that we're looking for a general decline in global markets. The other one was treasuries, but I'll talk about treasuries in a second. Just to go for a quick whiz through Asia, and the Nikkei was down 75 today. So that really is telling us that it is not going to go through 12,000, not this time, and we're almost certainly going to go down and have a look at the last low, which is at 11,500. We may even see it go lower than that, because it does look like it's coming down faster than it went up. So that is going to be something to keep an eye on. The second section was down marginally today, down 16, so now it's at 3,564. So it's definitely broken that support area, 3,600, and we could see some fairly big declines coming on the second section. If we see that, that will really indicate that there is further weakness coming into the Nikkei. Now, little piece of good news, anyone watching Thailand, after that dynamic that we saw yesterday, it was up again today. It was up nearly 4 points at 698, so it's now higher than the excuse me, the dynamic that we saw on the 1st of April. So that is rather good news. It is a bit short term oversold, but excuse me, but things are looking much better for Thailand. Just pulling up India. And India was up marginally today at 67. It's at 64.64. That's really looking much more like a range trader now. But that range is going to be rather large, I think between 6 and 7,000. If we see any kind of dynamic one way or the other, I'll certainly alert you, but we haven't seen anything by way of a dynamic recently. So I just want to keep watching. Just maybe a couple of more. JCI, the Indonesian market, did very little. There is support at 1100. It's at 1110 at the moment, pretty much going sideways underneath the March highs. We would. This is very highly correlated with the oil, obviously, as an oil exporter. So with oil weak, there's very little chance of Indonesia going on to make new highs. Just for a quick look at Australia. Australia was up marginally. It's pretty much going sideways. Again, very little chance of that one making new highs. But it has delayed that rather abrupt fall off that we saw towards the end of March, and it is finding some support above 4,100. But it doesn't look like yet that it's going to go back and test the highs again. There are no dynamics in this market either. Quick look at New Zealand, and New Zealand is weak after rallying over the first week of the month. It does look like this is very much more of a dead cat bounce. There are absolutely no dynamics on the upside, and it looks very much more likely that we're going to see more action on the downside. So that being a leader on the upside and certainly a leader on the downside, that's not a particularly good signal for global markets. I'll just quickly pull up the Japanese yen as just a last sort of footnote, and the yen is back over 108.32. I know that David was saying this morning that he was going to stick with it, and with this dollar strength now later in the day, I'm sure he'll be quite happy to have done that. So that is pretty much back up above 108. Looks like it's sort of consolidating in this area prior to perhaps a further move, but time will tell. And David said, just like I put in David Fuller, the recovery, to thank you all for your well wishes, that he really is doing quite well. The wound that in his stomach hasn't quite healed yet. He has got a little bit of an infection, and they're not going to let him out of hospital until it starts to clear up. And that release date has been pushed back to the weekend, and hopefully that's as far back as it will get pushed. But He is in very high spirits and very much enjoying the added time to actually read the papers as opposed to scan them and to read many more of the reports that get sent in. But thank you very much for your time, and good night.